Welcome everybody, I'm Dharma Veda Pragyananda, and this is the Ananda Marga Dharmacast, which is a podcast and a videocast series with topics in spirituality as seen from the perspective of Sri Sri Anandamurti. And today I'm addressing a subject which I think is very important, but I will begin it with an anecdote from my youth. I remember one year the student council put up a mirror in the lobby of our building in the main hallway where people would walk by. And it was a vertical mirror where you could look at yourself and you can see yourself from head to toe. And there was an inscription on the mirror. It said, "Live to please yourself, dress to please others." So it was, the idea was that we're trying to encourage us to put on our best clothing to look fine as we interact with the other students and teachers in the school. So that's fine. Yeah, we should look our best when we're mingling with our in the society. But the question is, should we live to please ourselves? Is this the way that we should go about our life? In the beginning of life, that's we're hardwired for that. So a little baby would say, "I want this, I want that," and they want the bottle, they want the toy, they want this, they want that. And even other creatures, you see a little bird in a nest and the beaks open, wide open, waiting for the mother to drop food there. So they're crying for their own needs. So this is the beginning of life. But should it be carried over always? Is this, we have to live our all only for ourselves? Is this the way we should live our life? This kind of striving for our own selfish pleasure is called, in Sanskrit, it's called Atma Sukha Tattva, the principle of selfish pleasure. So it's not, in the beginning it's important, but as we carry over, as we become an adult, we shouldn't live like this. That's what the yogis say, the sages say. And so there's another way of living where we don't think only for our own needs, but we think for the needs of others around us. And Anandamurti has identified, he calls it the Sama Samaj Tattva, he calls it the principle of social equality. The idea that we should look out for the needs of the society around us. We should be responsible individuals. Yes, we have to take care of our own health so that we can continue in this world, and we have to satisfy ourselves in that way, but we can't go on just living only to please ourselves. So when we can overcome that instinct, it's an instinct of just only for me, but we can overcome that instinct, that's when we grow, we become a proper human being, we become a proper individual, a healthy individual in a healthy society. So this is all that I want to say today, a very simple idea. So we should look in the mirror, and not like in the student hall full of clothing, but we should also look in that mirror and see how are we living our life? Are we living it only for me, or are we a responsible person in the society and looking out for the benefit and the prosperity of all our brothers and sisters? So this, if we can do this, if more people can do this, then we will have happier individuals and we will have a healthier society. So that's my message for today. I hope you like it. And if you have any comments, leave them down below if you're watching on YouTube. And if you like it, press the button. If you want to subscribe and get more content like this, please do that. I would be glad to talk to you again in the future. So take care, and I'm going to finish with a very short thing. This is a yoga greeting. It's called Namaskar, and it means I salute the divinity within you with my mind and all the love of my heart. So take care.